Blog Talk Radio.
Hello kittens. Welcome to another edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. Have you been voting for the Livecast Awards? I hope you all voted for me, Chuck Landington, as best Livecast announcer. Pardon? There's no such category. I feel so betrayed. Oh well, here are those dick bags now. I'm leaving.
Oh, there's no need for him to leave. I mean, dick bags.
What the hell says dick bags?
It's your job.
Land announcer guys say dick bags.
Welcome, everyone, to the last edition of the Metal Injection
Last
Podcast
ever.
Until our award show.
Oh, damn it.
Which is next week confirmed, locked in, the venue is set. The ballroom is reserved.
Today.
Well, no, they have until this show.
That's good because I need a lot of ballroom.
He's a low hanger.
What's the name of our award show? The Casties?
That will be revealed.
The Robbas?
And the Robba goes to us.
Why should it be named?
It'll be a gold statue of me holding a dube.
I saw the award. They're under lock and key right now, but I saw them in the other room in the storage closet.
Very nice. Oh, they've already been delivered to the studios?
They're made of solid bronze.
We really went all out with our Livecast Awards this year. So, no, what are we going to call them? Is there a name? Is there a name of the award? I don't like year-end awards because
it's really
the beginning
a year.
Of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's been in the last year. Like, we will theoretically do this again next year.
So, annual?
Yeah, it's the first annual Metal Injection Livecast, the Blandies. The Blandies.
I don't know.
Not into it.
No, there's a name. It just hasn't been
revealed. No. Well, what is it?
Oh.
No,
can't
Darren.
Say.
No, we can say it. I don't know. All right, we're not on the air.
Off the air, we'll discuss.
Here, Darren, all the mics are muted.
All right, ready?
Yeah. What is it?
It's the cum stains.
No more cum stains, please.
Cum stainy?
The Stainies.
That's what the whole show is about.
If you have an idea for what our award show should be called, give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. Also, every new caller we get will win a free CD.
Every new caller, meaning like if you're a first-time caller?
Yeah. Well, what? I mean, you could have called before, but if you've never won our contest, our giveaway. Right?
So you have a list of all the people.
I remember.
You'll remember.
Oh,
I don't
boy.
Believe that first.
Fair enough. Sid said he's going to listen back.
How about this? Yeah. If you can convince me that you haven't won a CD yet, we'll send you a free CD.
Well, how about this? If you can.
Well, how about this? Oh, sorry,
what?
Go ahead. I just wanted that to you.
If you call in and you've never called before, or if you've called before and won a CD, but you do a good enough impression of someone that never called before.
Or if you're just entertaining.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Give us something to work with.
Because we got nothing.
We've been carrying the fucking people for a year now. Fine, give something back.
Well, you know what? Groban sent
there's
us
a
parody that we never played.
Oh, that's right. We kept saying, like, yeah, we will send them some notes to fix it up, and then we'll air it, and then we never sent them notes.
So that's our fault, so we should. Why don't we just
send them notes?
Play it.
No.
I don't think Rob wants to play it.
Why?
No.
What's wrong with it?
I'm not into playing it. Well, for one, I don't have it.
I have it.
Well, then, all right. Then play it.
Okay. You want to set up the clip?
Well, you're the one that wants to hear it.
Why don't you want to hear it?
I just thought that it could have been recorded
better. Because it's not about him. That's why.
Well, that was the main thing.
It's great that we're discussing all of this on air.
Yeah. Thanks, Darren. Thanks for putting us on the spot.
I was just going to play it. I thought it was good.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, I'll play it then. That's all.
Welcome to the most awkward moment. This is for the next year's awards for most awkward moment.
No, I thought it. Listen, I thought it could have been recorded better. I agree with that. But I mean, I thought the parody itself was good, though.
Yeah, I thought it was a great idea.
So why don't you play it, and we'll take into account the fact that he doesn't have a good recording equipment.
Didn't we say we were going to play it though?
Yes, but you're mad, so I want to bang that out first.
I'm not mad at Groban. I love Groban.
So you mad at me?
Yeah.
What did I do?
You're putting everybody on the spot.
No, I didn't.
And now you're putting me on the spot about putting me on the spot.
How am I putting you on the spot? I didn't know we weren't supposed to play it. I'm like, I didn't know this was such a big deal.
All right, let's continue going in circles talking about this.
I love this, and I'm not even involved. How did this happen?
For once, there's tension between Darren and Rob.
Where's the let's get ready to rumble sound effect?
Well, Darren, play that when I'm rumbling.
Only the
Groban needs
have
to call in right now.
Yeah, that's right, Groban. You need to settle.
You're the center of attention. Give us a call.
I don't rumble. I love everyone in this room. I love my good friends. This is a parody of Holy Diver.
Can you make it louder?
No.
See?
The max volume. This is about the young cancer.
Oh, wait. Can we thrash or trash this?
Yes.
I guess Rob trashes it.
Hold on. The pause is while we...
Wow. Way to, again, put me on
the spot. Isn't Dio almost over the cancer by now?
Well, it's about him getting over the cancer.
Oh, okay.
Well, you didn't listen to it?
I listened to it when I first got it, like 3 months ago.
Or not. It was pretty long.
Trash it or trash,
trash it.
Or
trash it.
Trash
it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
All right, I'll restart it now.
Nice.
Do you want to do DJ voice? Anybody? You want to talk this up?
Rob, would you like to talk?
Coming up next is something that we really awkwardly talked about for 5 minutes. It comes from one of our longtime listeners, Josh Effing Groban, and it goes out to one Ronnie James Dio. Hope you're doing all right, Ronnie. This one's for you.
Wow, just like Eddie Trunk does it.
That was good.
That was way better than Eddie Trunk does it.
That's true. It's a low bar you're setting there.
Sounds like an 8-bit version of Dio. Yeah.
Fuck up. Ooh, the high notes.
Wait. Stop. I said stop it. No time for solos. We have to act fast.
Nice.
Don't be cancer.
That's my favorite part.
It's
my least favorite part.
Someone was tickling Groban's nuts while he was singing the high note.
No! We'll roundhouse you like a double team. Don't make me call JCBG.
I think that's my favorite part.
Get away. You gotta get away.
A big finish.
Get away. Stop the cancer. Eat my lancer.
I'll eat my lancer.
Stop the cancer.
I didn't get that
much. Stop the cancer! I'm on the attack. I may be little, but I'm coming after you. Stop the cancer! Oh, stop the cancer! Oh, stop the cancer!
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wow. The audience really liked it.
Yeah, I did it.
Hey, Rob.
What?
Why is it raining in here all of a sudden?
Yeah, I don't know. All right. Shut up. Thank you.
No one ever applauded you that way.
Oh, my God.
Just because
I think they want to hear it a second time.
Let's just make the whole show that on the loop. Yeah.
Just to bother you. It was good. It was like, you know, a couple of lines. It could have used work, but it was very funny.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
So then why did you try to blackball it, Rob?
So we're going back to the conversation.
I think Rob just wanted to play, like, you know, something with a quality sound that was edited properly and recorded with a good mic, not a computer mic. Oh, it sounds like you're recording.
Perfectionist. When it comes to other people's work, Rob is a perfectionist.
I don't understand what you're implying here.
No, I actually don't either.
No, for the show, for the sake of the show.
Yeah, I agree with Rob's position on that issue. However, the song was going to get stale if I didn't play it eventually, and we had nothing
Darren's
to talk
all
about.
About timeliness.
Well,
by the way, our award show is next week. I just want to mention that.
Oh,
what'd you do for
the
show?
Let's get the...
I'm serious. I need to plug it in. But what?
No, I just thought that would be a funny jab.
What did you do to help me prepare the show?
Well, let me tell you.
He sent an email asking about if the show was done.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that.
Yeah. That was and also, I'd be willing to help, except you've taken reins. You've taken the reins of the production.
I asked if you needed help with anything. Just,
right. No, it's okay. I'm not upset.
I want to help if you need it.
Yeah, we're all here to help. Except
I'm
too
not.
Busy.
Yeah. All that's left to do is pull the clips for the show.
I was just making a joke. I wasn't.
I'm not upset.
I wasn't.
I have gotten this reputation like I get upset about everything. I really do not.
You're the artist in the group. You're allowed to be temperamental.
She plays the fucking guitar,
but not on the show.
Rob the singer.
I'm not the creative writer.
Yeah.
I haven't written song parodies that are as funny as yours.
You branded me with a stereotype on the
diva.
The emotional artiste.
Yeah, but I don't know. I've
tempestuous.
I've rarely gotten upset. Every one of you has gotten yelled at each other on the show except me. I've never really yelled at anyone.
You internalize it. One day you're going to show up with a hacksaw and kill all of us.
You know what it is? I'm older than all of you, so I deal with emotions more efficiently.
You're not that much older.
I shit them out. Then I play poker.
Ouch.
I don't really get mad at people.
No, I try to like, it sounds really
other than so.
Cheesy and zen, but like, I try to like understand why someone's upset, you know, and then imagine.
I do the same thing, but usually the answer I come up with is because they're an asshole.
Right.
So do I.
There you go.
Again, why are you guys looking at me? Well, do you after that
when Sid says asshole, the next thing is usually something from you.
Oh,
it's like an instinct. Asshole. Oh, hey, Rob, what do you say to that?
Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. Darren needs to charge up his laptop computing device.
No, it's not. It's his heart monitor. Because he's so old.
Now he's really upset.
Now he's so pissed.
Now he's going to beat the shit out of me.
He's so pissed. But yeah. Other than that, what else is going on in the world? Apple announced a tablet today. You can get geeky. It's pretty lame.
Isn't that like the iPhone, just bigger?
Pretty much. It's kind of like an iPod Touch, really, because you can't make calls with it.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
So.
Unless you have Magic Jack, then you could probably make calls with it.
Now, I was out of the room for so. A brief second, but did Rob just say an Apple product sucks? I don't believe it.
Yeah,
heard that.
I will. I don't think it's. I mean, it looks nice, but it's just useless. For me personally, as an Apple fanboy who worships them.
Did you not drink your Kool-Aid today?
No, I did not. I decided to just smoke a joint.
Oh, okay.
But no, I'm not like a. I wouldn't say I'm 100% Apple fanboy. I would say I'm like a 75%. In that, sometimes I'm like very blindly loyal to them, but I feel. Sometimes I'm not like with the tablet, like I have no use for it, and just a bunch of other stuff. I mean, like, you know, Apple constantly puts out products, and I'm just like, I don't have a use for that.
Do you have anything Windows at all?
You're
very anti-Windows, right?
He has a PC.
No.
You have a PC in your room?
No. I gave that to my parents to use. I haven't used Windows. I mean, like, I've sparingly used Vista 7. I haven't used at all.
Why? Don't you have Windows installed on your Mac, though?
Yeah, but that's only for, like, website testing. That's XP, not the newest ones. But, yeah, no, I haven't used Windows products. I had a Microsoft mouse for a while. That was the only Microsoft product.
So you,
yeah, I'm not into it.
You test whether you design a website, you test to see if it works in Windows.
Right, yeah, well, because Internet Explorer is the worst browser in the world, and this is not just me saying this as a Apple fanboy. This is me saying this as somebody that makes websites.
Right.
Like, Firefox on Windows is great. Chrome, Safari, wonderful on Windows. But Internet Explorer is the worst browser ever. Like, there are all these rules that, like, you know, the people that made the code have.
Come on, Rob. Nerd talk.
Well, I'm trying to.
Keep going.
There's standards to web development. There's standards to how things display, and Internet Explorer completely ignores them. They came up with their own set of standards.
Right.
So you always have to kind of like, you code it once correctly, and then you have to add a bunch of lines of code to make Internet Explorer not look broken.
But since people use it, don't you have to test it in IE anyway to see if it works in that?
Well, yeah.
So you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what would you think? Yeah,
but
I'm
saying you don't even bother, like...
Oh, no. I have to bother. Yeah, no. I mean, it has to work for every... I don't want to, like, punish the user for being an idiot and using Internet Explorer.
Tell the truth.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though. Internet Explorer, it's up to 8, but Internet Explorer 6, which is literally, like, the worst of the worst browser, it still has, like, 20% market share.
Oh, man.
And it's such a bad browser that people literally are ignoring it. They're like,
wow, fuck.
Like, yeah, they're just like, let's get it to a point where it works, but if it doesn't look nice, that's their own problem. So if you're on Internet Explorer, I must urge you to download Firefox. It's free. It's better.
What about Chrome?
Faster. Or Chrome.
I have
download
problems
Chrome.
With Firefox, too, sometimes.
Well, go with Chrome. Let's go with Chrome.
What about Safari?
The simplest one. Well, Safari and Chrome are based on the same browser engine.
Oh.
I love the nerd talk. No, it's been turned on.
Yeah, I wish Rob would say everything in HTML now.
What about Netscape Navigator?
That's no longer around, but the team that invented it...
My computer had it grandfathered in.
It's not. No, sorry. It's not available for download. But the people that invented that eventually formed the Mozilla Foundation, which created Firefox. A little tribute for you. But,
did the Mozilla Foundation donate to Haiti?
Yeah, I don't know. Did you donate to Haiti?
No.
Oh, speaking of Haiti, aren't we going to read something that some guy said about Haiti?
Sid?
Yeah, I don't have the website up there.
I
actually did make a donation to Haiti. I donated 50% of my weekly allowance of indifference. 50%, that's a pretty large
chunk.
You
did make a donation, though, because we're going to that comedy show with all proceeds.
Actually, also, there's this week by my office, there's a soup truck. And every time you buy soup, $1 of the soup purchase goes towards Haiti.
Okay.
But
no,
I figure
a gimmick.
I like soup more than I don't really care one way or the other about Haiti.
So, because you don't have a heart?
It's not that I don't have a heart. I'm picky with my heart.
His heart belongs only to one other person. That's his girlfriend.
That's not true. If you guys, if like 100,000 of you guys died in an earthquake, I'd be sad.
Aww.
Like four of us.
Exactly. So it's
so
impossible.
What if four of us died in an earthquake? Would you be sad?
Wait.
I guess three.
Yeah, it would have to be three. Because if it was four of us, then I'd be one of those four, and I wouldn't be sad because I'd be dead.
Would you donate to the relief effort to save us?
Could you just donate into my bank account?
Well, if you're not dead yet, if you're like on life support.
Well,
and
for
you're...
my future death, can you donate?
Wait,
donate
to
my future death?
So you die sooner?
Sure, we'll go with that. Just give me money.
Give me
money first.
Well, for the fund, which I control.
What if
I have access to?
What if I wasn't dead, but I just really wanted to play in the World Series of Poker?
How much do you need for that?
$10,000.
Yeah, I don't have that much.
That wouldn't be sad enough, though. For
I don't have that much.
What if you buy 10,000 cups of soup?
In my life, I'm sure by at some point that will be true.
All right, work on that.
But it's a long time from now. But you're going to have to hook up with a soup company that's willing to donate part of what I spend to you. Otherwise, unless, are you making the soup? Am I buying the soup from you?
Are you starting a soup truck?
We're getting way too detailed in this metaphor. I just wanted to make a gambling
The basic
joke.
Point here is I like soup more than Haiti. That's all.
So speaking of Haiti, you want to say who Paul Shirley is?
Paul Shirley, he played for the Iowa State University Cyclones basketball team.
Uh-huh.
And then I think he was on the Suns for a little while. He's been on a you know, 10-day contracts on
is
a bunch of...
He's a basketball player?
Yeah, he's a,
like a
he was.
Basketball
yeah,
player.
Yeah, journeyman. He's a tall white dude, not very athletic, whatever.
White in basketball?
Yeah. He plays in Europe a lot, but he's also like, you know, hip and cool. And he wrote a book about, you know, life as a non-ghetto guy in the NBA and in Europe playing basketball, and he writes a column for ESPN.com about like what hip cool bands he's into and shit like that. And then he wrote an article about Haiti on some other website, not ESPN.com.
Okay.
And it was extremely harsh, and now ESPN isn't working with him anymore.
Well, the first thing he says, I haven't donated a cent to the Haitian relief effort. I probably won't for the same reason that I don't give money to homeless men on the street. Based on past experiences, I don't think the guy with the sign that reads, need your help, is going to do anything with the dollar I might give him. If I use history as my guide, I don't think the people of Haiti will do much with my money. So that was the nice one.
Yeah.
Then he writes a letter to Haitians, open letter to Haitians. Dear Haitians, first of all, kudos on developing the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere.
Oh!
Oh.
Wow.
Your commitment to human rights, infrastructure, and birth control should be applauded.
Oh!
As we prepare to assist you in this difficult time, a polite request, if it's possible, could you not rebuild your island home in the image of its predecessor? Could you not resort to the creation of flimsy shanty and shack towns? And could some of you maybe use a condom once in a while?
Wow.
Is he a comedian?
No.
Clearly not.
Was that supposed to be material?
That is you roasting Haiti?
More or less, yeah.
Now the fryer is roasting Haiti.
You know... What about that airplane food? And how about Haiti, really, people?
Jesus. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But so is the situation in Haiti.
The situation is in Haiti?
Oh, that guy?
All proceeds from this show donated to Haiti.
You know,
we make from doing this show.
Those Haitians don't fucking do anything, am I right? He's got a little fan base.
How many Haitians does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I give up.
Haitians don't know what a light bulb is. One person finds it really
funny. I get
funny.
It.
That woman in the crowd. I think that woman is Nina.
Haiti. Is he going to be at the award show next week, Darren? Is he scheduled to appear?
There's a rumor he may be flying in.
Do we have anyone? Do we have flying in from Jersey?
Yeah.
Do we have anyone locked in?
Yeah. Well, should I reveal this?
Well, yeah. I think we need to start hyping it up. We should have like a commercial. Like it's the grandest night of the year. Everyone puts their suits on. It's the 700th 70-100? Yeah. It's the 110 billion Metal Injection Livecast Award.
Well, I think that we can reveal. Did I say on the air last week who the host was going to be?
Yeah, we talked about it. JCVD is going to be the host.
So he'll be there. And, of course, the lovely Noah and Sid and Rob will be there.
I'm lovely?
No, I said the lovely. That's quite only to Noah.
Yeah.
The lovely Noah. That's one person.
Oh, it's supposed to be lovely?
I did leave it a little ambiguous. The Iron Sheik.
Wow. He must have heard us talking about him.
Who else? Let me go check my
Well, Peter Steele, I
Peter
heard.
Peter Steele will be there. That's right.
Oh, boy.
What, you don't like him?
I do,
really, everyone nominated. Has to show up.
Tom Araya will be there.
Wow.
Thor and his girlfriend, lovely Antonella, may be coming.
Wow, hopefully Antonella will.
She's not doing her nails.
Yeah, or like a hair appointment.
Paul Masvidal's father.
Raul Masvidal? Yeah. What is he going to be doing?
He's presenting an award.
Wow. This is an all-star.
This might be the biggest news of all.
Oh,
I should at least save him for last. I'll say that bland announcer guy will be on the he's a presenter.
Oh, wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable lineup. That's all next week.
Patrick Swayze. And the great Dave Mustaine will be presenting.
With Noah.
What do
you
mean? With me? Yeah.
What do you
Good.
Mean?
Noah and Dave Mustaine.
What do you mean? I'm going to
wear a mini
an award.
Oh, and Frank. I want to leave Frank out.
And, so that's the Livecast Awards on next week's show. But we're here this week.
Even though we hyped it up and we said it was going to be this week.
No, we didn't. No, we said it might be this week.
We said we'll do it for this week or next week.
Yeah.
Suffice to say, tune in sometime in April for the Livecast Awards.
The Livecast 2009 Year-End Awards coming to you January 2012.
Be rushing about it. Oh, the Russian guys will be there as well.
Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. We want to hear from you people. We want to know what you know about the awards. If there's any gossip about it.
Any gossip?
Any rumors, any tabloid info about the award show.
Now, is it all right if I voted more than once?
You're
allowed to vote once a day?
Once every day.
No, I voted twice in one day, I think.
Was once before midnight and once after midnight?
Maybe.
No, it's 24 hours. Once every 24 hours you're allowed to vote.
Oh, well, maybe I voted on different computers.
We have a phone call. We have our first caller of the show, 916. You are on the live cast. What is your name?
It's a beautiful name.
Listening to it on the phone right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you?
Well, that's good.
Did we interrupt your listening?
Shh, only listening.
Probably sounds like shit, like just based on, I don't know, just my phone is just not that, doesn't have that great of a speaker.
What part are you up to? Up to the part where we talked about the last time it works, yeah. Thanks for rolling the show along. Oh, he's like, shut up, I'm listening. You know, I don't want to give this away, but if you're on the phone, you get to hear what the show's going to sound like in like 90 seconds from now, before it happens.
Yeah. All right, we're over that.
Goodbye.
Do you want to just take this other call just so it won't be on the switchboard anymore?
What is it?
Come on, switchboard disappeared.
No, it didn't disappear. It's
Where?
Refreshed.
Yep. Yeah, come on. Let's just do it. Why not? He's been waiting this whole time. Caller 203.
Yeah.
In the air.
Colin.
I know.
What's going on, Colin?
Hey. Nothing
How's
much.
Life? Did you vote in the Livecast Awards?
I did.
Are you pumped up about next week?
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
What are you going to wear to the awards show?
Colin.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Are you with us? Fucking ADD award.
Colin, are you multitasking? Are you listening to our show and like doing something else like that?
No, I'm not multitasking.
Can you only unitask?
That's why he's not multitasking. He has to stop whenever something comes up. He stops talking to us for a second.
Oh, I see.
That's not multitasking.
Could you make me a grilled cheese sandwich, Colin?
He's in Connecticut.
So it's not that far. Throw it.
You can take
I can't
train.
Drive.
Why can't you drive?
Because of my brain problem. I can't.
There's a problem with your brain?
Be more specific.
Yeah. Which problem?
That he listens to our show. We're sorry about that. It's a problem we all have.
All right, whatever.
Is this a bad time, or are you just not in the mood?
I'm fine, all right? Gosh, will you?
Gosh,
will I you? Will.
Will we what?
What the hell did I just say? Hello.
William.
What?
Your brother's name William?
Yeah, I have a brother. He is such a pain in the ass.
Is his name William?
Is he into hip-hop music?
No. I don't listen to hip-hop. I find that stuff crap.
Is your brother into hip-hop music?
Yeah.
So you don't like Young Jeezy or...
Young Cheesy.
You don't like Lil Wayne
Cheesy?
Or nothing?
It's a rap.
Kilo. Big fan of Coolio.
Who isn't
no.
a fan of Coolio?
Let me ask you, Colin, what
yeah.
hip-hop artist do you hate the most?
What?
I know it's hard. You got to pick one.
What? Can you repeat that?
I said, which hip-hop artist do you hate the most? You have the most.
I hate all of them. I hate all of them. I don't.
Well, which one pisses you off?
Eminem. I hate Eminem because my friend, oh my God, talks about him like a fucking, like he's his, he's like putting him on a fucking pedestal.
Really?
What does he say about him?
Well, I mean, he has to stop saying Eminem won everything. Yeah. Yeah, Flair won a Grammy. Yeah, move on.
But Eminem has like 12 Grammys or something.
Doesn't matter. That guy's an ignorant prick.
But isn't, let's really think about it for a second. Isn't Eminem a much better musician than Slayer? If you like really stop it. I mean, let's be serious. I like Slayer.
How many albums has Slayer produced?
Right.
You just call Rick Rubin.
I mean, I love Slayer, but come on, Eminem.
Eminem's gotten to meet Elton John. Has Slayer ever met Elton John?
Eminem didn't need back surgery.
And
he can still go on tour.
That's true.
I'm pretty sure Slayer never discovered 50 Cent.
Eminem wrote a song about putting his wife in his trunk and then taking her out to a body of water and throwing her in it.
Slayer only writes songs about other people doing that.
Yeah, Slayer. Well, what has Slayer done in terms of gory music? Right?
Nelson Collins, have you been to a Slayer show?
No.
All right. Well, I have, and I've been to an Eminem show. And just, you can't even compare the pits. Like, an Eminem pit is like a million times more harsh than a fucking Slayer pit.
There's guys with ninja stars in there, nunchucks.
Yeah, man.
You will lose an eye.
Knives, lots of knives.
And fucking jujitsu and that shit. I heard in Eminem pits they go around with hammers and razors and just slashing each other.
And the crazy thing is their pants are all so loose, so with one hand they're holding their pants up, so they can only beat you up with one hand and they still destroy you.
Come on, Colin. Admit it. You like
That's
him.
Why
what?
Eminem is up on that pedestal. He doesn't want to get hit with those throwing stars.
Yeah, he doesn't. Exactly, because he doesn't want to be hit by the media.
The media is throwing stars at him? Uh-oh.
All right,
no,
that's Tom Araya's reaction when he first heard Eminem.
Ah, he's much cooler than me.
Or when Eminem stabbed him in the back.
Yeah, that was a good Eminem. Oh. Oh.
He's apologizing for not being Eminem. That's what that was.
Don't go to war with Eminem, Tom. You'll only lose. You're not equipped.
How many movies has Slayer starred in?
That's a good point.
Oh, shit.
Colin, how do your answer sit on that?
How many Academy Awards has Slayer won?
None.
There you go.
How many nuns has... All right.
All right, Colin.
All right, thanks, Colin. That was a good answer.
I wanted to rile him up a little bit. Clearly, it didn't work.
It was still funny. I liked it.
That was him riled up.
Yeah. What? Slayer? Eminem? Playoffs?
Poor Colin. Maybe he calls in from the beginning so he could actually listen to the show because maybe his computer speaker's not working.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. He's probably just listening to the show.
No, he can't listen anymore.
No, you don't hang up with the person. They still hear the show. They're just not talking. Yeah.
Well, once I hang up on them, they're just not there. They're done.
By saying
right.
Do not blame that game on the defense, okay?
What?
Playoff. I don't care who you play. Whether it's a high school team, a junior college team, a college team, much less an NFL team.
Who couldn't get motivated by this voice?
Five times, four interceptions,
I don't
one
get
for
it.
A touchdown,
wait.
Three others in field position to set up touchdowns. You ain't going to beat anybody I just talked about. Anybody. All right? And that was a disgraceful performance, in my opinion. We threw that game. We gave it away by doing that. We gave them the friggin' game. In my opinion, that sucked. What's that? Playoffs? Let's talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Playoffs?
I hope we can win a game.
Who was that? Can you explain
that? The former head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. The crazy thing is, he coached both the Colts and the Saints. And that's who's meeting in the Super Bowl. No thanks to that fuck.
She's got a blankest look I've ever seen in my life.
You mean the Jets aren't going to the Super Bowl?
No, sadly.
There's a fuck about the Jets.
My brother.
Oh. And Sheik put a lot of money on the Jets this weekend. He's not doing well. He's in hiding.
Sheik, aren't you happy at least Peyton Manning gets to have another Super Bowl?
Fucking bullshit! Fuck the Peyton Manning! Piece of shit.
Iron Sheik, how do you feel about the people in Haiti?
Oh, no.
Fucking bullshit. Fucking people in Haiti. They don't build a church. They don't build a school. They cannot build a fucking house.
Iron Sheik is actually good friends with a Haitian. If you know anything about midget wrestling in the 80s, there was a wrestler named Little Haiti.
Oh, yeah.
Who Iron Sheik, I think, is best friends with. Maybe he has comments about Little Haiti.
Iron Sheik, how do you feel about what Haiti did to Daniel?
Fucking bullshit!
Why? Haiti! You say, Daniel, come on down to Haiti and have fun with me. And then there is earthquake! You killed Daniel! You fucker!
Fucking bullshit!
I think we just solved the crisis in Haiti.
Right. Like, I heard Sheik to Haiti.
You stop having that quick, you motherfucker!
I'll make you humble.
I'll fuck you in the ass, in the fault line, and I'll make you humble.
That's how AIDS started. I heard Sheik fucked Haiti in the ass. That was the end of things.
Sheik, did you start AIDS?
Fucking bullshit!
He put his dick right in a pile of bullshit. Got all kinds of bacteria. Then he toured the States, went to all the bathhouses.
I think Sheik tried to prevent Earthquake, a.k.a. John Tenta, from going to Haiti. But he was just determined to go and destroy Haiti. He gave him a big ass plop and just fucking destroyed the whole country.
Isn't he dead?
Yes.
So
this
is
just a fantasy story.
Yeah.
Wait, Sheik.
What about
is he
Typhoon?
Dead? Typhoon's alive. He owns a car dealership, I think. Right?
I think so, yeah. So, I don't know. Who cares? Come on, right?
Those were just the two. I mean, I like Earthquake just because he was so unathletic, and it was like nothing to him. He looked like shit.
I always thought he was wearing a diaper underneath.
I was totally like freaked out by him
when
he totally
killed
Hulk
Hogan.
Yeah, when he destroyed Hogan, I was like, a little kid, I guess, because that was what?
You were never little.
That was 89, so I was like 6 or 90, so I was like 6 or 7, and Hulk Hogan was my favorite wrestler at the time. So I was like, when Hogan came back to make that speech, like, is he coming back? I was like, oh, I hope he comes back. I hope he avenges his pain that Earthquake gave him.
It's still real to you, damn it.
One of the best video clips ever.
Don't you guys have a blog, a wrestling blog?
Yeah, but
we stopped updating it.
I had some ideas for it, but I just feel like, you know, it seems like it's been so long and it's weird to put something up there now. You know?
Yeah. Why? I just checked it the other day. Look at the LOL wrestlers.
We still get it.
Once in a while.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it! I'll be...
That's a mark, like, talking to a wrestling panel or something.
Yeah, there was like a Q&A with the Midnight Express. And,
thank y'all, guys.
I just this part of it.
You're awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said. I don't
want
to see it, brother.
Well, thanks. That guy's voice is every wrestling announcer from the 80s in the South.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was like this Q&A, and this one guy was like, in tears. It's still real to me, damn it!
Yeah, that became like a YouTube phenomenon.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think he even has like a website where something like itsstillrealtomedamit.com.
Really?
Yeah.
Where he just talks about different fake things that he believes are still real.
Cinderella's like, real, damn it! Star Wars happened! What do you mean Luke Skywalker ain't real?
There it is.
Smile with me, damn it!
Looks like he was going to have a heart attack.
He's out of shape.
I still believe it's butter. I don't care if you can't believe it's not butter. It's still butter to me, damn it!
We used to go to WWF shows when it was the WWF. We used to go to the MSG to see like house shows, and there would be like 20 of those guys standing outside, like 40-year-old guys that never, you know, laid or whatever.
Oh, we took a bus trip once, me and Sid, to watch Ring of Honor. And
I was not on a bus trip with
you. That was me and you, Rob.
Well, I could see. Oh no, it was with Alan. No, that was a different one. That was when we went to ECW.
And we got stuck there?
Yeah, no. We went on an organized bus trip.
That's another good story.
That is another good story. But no, we went on an organized bus trip that the Ring of Honor, they only did shows in Philly at the time, so they had a bus trip from New York where I think it might have been free, it might have been like $10, it's like $10 or whatever. And one of the things about it is if you took the bus trip, at the end of the show, a wrestler would come on the bus and do like a Q&A or whatever. But anyway, this bus trip was hilarious, as any time I go to a wrestling show is hilarious, just because of the type of people that are there where you're just like, man, look at these losers. And then you think, wait a minute, I also like wrestling. Does that make me a loser? And they're like, no, I'm better than them because I'm aware.
Yeah.
I'm self-aware.
True. No, but there's something to what you're saying, though. Like, I do feel like I can watch and appreciate wrestling and also mock it when it sucks. And I feel like a lot of people... It's
diehard.
I don't think there's anything wrong with watching wrestling and enjoying it in that sense, but I think the way people take it so seriously makes them assholes.
Yeah. What? I mean, not even that they're assholes. Just like
lame.
Just weird people. Yeah. Like weird.
Like the guy that
went
to the Black Sabbath or whatever that was, and I forgot that clip you played.
Meet and greet. That crazy Sabbath thing.
Oh, the...
I'm going to fucking fight!
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
That's like 90% of wrestling fans.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, totally. And so... The funny thing is, though, when this Q&A was happening, it was with this wrestler, Steve Corino, who, not really a big man, but...
I was a fan.
It was like everyone was kind of like too embarrassed to like ask him a question because it was so intimate. It was like 20 people and this guy and you're in a bus.
Wait, was he wearing clothes or was he like...
No, he was...
He came right out of the shower without a towel.
Actually, he did come out of the shower. He was like his hair was wet and everything, but like he had not gear, but you know like the
shirt.
He had a tracksuit.
He had a tracksuit on. Or whatever.
Okay. Oh.
But Yeah, no, so it was just like, everyone was, so, it was so awkward that he was just like right there. Like, you can't ask any, like, you know, fucked up questions. Right.
He'll turn the bus over.
Yeah, because yeah, I mean, it's like, oh, this guy's a real dude. You know, it's not just like some guy. And so it ended up that there was one guy, one dude who was like the most derelict looking of all the people on the bus, asking like 20 questions, like, and like really like hardcore super fan like questions. I mean, I don't remember any of them because they were just like all pointless.
Yeah.
But the one thing I remember was like after like question 16, he like turned to all his friends and like, "Come on, guys, why am I the only one asking questions here?" And then he kept going like, "Are there any other questions?"
Ooh, me!
Yeah, and then after a while, the guy would like look around, and be like, "No, all right, good, I got another one." It's Superfest 17 in Japan. Was that like real when you bladed or?
Oh my god!
Like honestly, all I felt was like, "Just shut up! I want to go home. Let him off the bus. Let's go." And there's that story, and the other story was. Me and Alan were outside. Alan was having a cigarette during like the intermission, and when he flicked the cigarette, he flicked it like really close to the bus, and we were like, I was like, "Oh, that's, you kind of shouldn't do that." He's like, "Oh yeah, that was kind of stupid. Whoops." And then some other guy that was on the bus with us, kind of was like, "Hey, hey, don't do that anymore. Don't throw your Dr. Lee to a problem, you know?" You're like, "All right. All right, buddy."
Wait, I don't get it. What would have
He was
happened?
Like intimidated, like, "I'm gonna beat you up if you flick a
no,
cigarette."
No, but why is it bad to flick a cigarette next to the bus?
Well, like if there's like a if the gas is leaking out of the thing and you flick the cigarette by the gas, then it's gonna blow up.
Would you like a diagram on how a bus operates?
Yes, please.
The wheels go round and round, I've heard. I think there's a song about it. Yeah, the people go up and down, I've heard. On it.
So that
the, what do the cigarettes do?
They go boom, boom, boom. Do you remember the time we went to Ring of Honor and there was that kid with the big fro in front of us?
Oh, yeah, the kid that you got into a fight with.
Well,
verbal spat.
Back
yeah,
the fuck down.
I swear to God, I thought you were going to throw him off the balcony.
Wait, Darren? A fight?
Yes, oh my
Darren
God.
Darren got into it. Tell the story.
I don't want to tell it.
Okay, it was something like, me and Darren, when we went to wrestling shows, we had a habit of being
extremely loud and obnoxious.
Yeah,
I know.
It was funny.
But we weren't being that bad this time.
We were making some jokes. We were making some jokes, but yeah, the guy in front of us was not having it. He was like above it. He was like, "You're supposed
to." He like, kept
we're
looking back like annoyed and
like
we're
at the, like we're at the opera.
Well, everyone
like,
talks
yeah, it's a wrestling yeah. show. You're yeah. supposed to heckle.
But we know it was like being at a baseball game or something. "You suck." Or, you know, it was like, we're just making jokes. It was like History Science Theater 3000.
Yeah. So then, I forget what it was, but then he would, like, stand. He was just standing, and he wouldn't sit down.
He had a fro the size of the room.
Yeah.
And that was, like, his protest for our shitty heckles.
Oh, and by the way, when we say fro, it was a white kid.
It was a white
with
kid.
With a fro.
He might have been mulatto.
No, I'm pretty sure it was white.
I think he was, like, Latino.
Yeah, something. He definitely wasn't black.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so then, he wouldn't sit down.
He had a
so
nerd
how long
fro.
Was he standing?
Yeah.
For like the middle of a match, and then so Darren took matters into his own hands and got up. Like, you know, these are like elevated seats, so we're like, you know, one level above them. So Darren steps over onto the guy's chair and is standing on the guy's chair while the guy is standing. And
nice.
he was like, so what? Like, what do I do now? Like, Darren, that was like Darren's move, like, check.
And I was applauding in his ear. Really.
Yeah, yeah. Then Darren got into super annoying heckle mode, and the guy was like, and then Darren's like, "You know what?" He basically cut a promo on the guy, going like, "You know, you piece of shit."
And if you looked at Darren, you could tell at that moment he wanted nothing more than to be slightly provoked into hitting.
Yeah, yeah. He was like,
"Punch
me!" Punch me.
Begging for a reason to hit this kid.
This kid being a wrestling fan is a total, you know, a wuss. Back up. Meanwhile, like, me and Frank were there, and we were stoned, and we were just like, man.
Frank was there, too?
Yeah, it was me, you, Frank, and Sid. Oh. And in fact, like, man, he needs to calm down. Just chill out.
Alan was also sort of involved. Like, Alan had
Alan was into
home.
It. Yeah, Alan, yeah.
He was, like, ready to go all like,
ready.
Like,
he was ready to flick his cigarette at that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Alan was going to give him an enziguri.
Well, now we have some phone calls. Let's take 361. 361, you are on the line with the live cast. What is your name?
My name is Andy.
What's up, Andy? Are you a first-time caller?
First-time caller.
Long-time listener? First-time listener.
I've been listening for a good while, but I've never been able to listen to the live cast live because I'm always at work.
Oh, where are you from?
Victoria, Texas. Sound familiar?
Yeah, that's some. Is that Steve Austin, hometown?
Uncle Steve Austin.
Yep.
Wow, look at that. Are you a wrestling fan?
I am a wrestling fan. That's why I'm calling. I know the feeling you get, Rob, at wrestling shows about being too good for what you're watching and everybody else around you is really stupid.
Oh.
And you, then you realize you're at the wrestling show. I know the feeling.
Yeah, that's so where you're like embarrassed and then you're like, wait a minute, I actually like this. Well, not anymore. I think it's terrible now. I at least feel good about myself not liking it now.
Yeah,
especially
but it's just so. I mean, I still. What's that?
Like this is local promotion that runs the wrestling show here in town, and it's just like, the only Mexican there.
Really?
Oh, it's a bunch of rednecks. Or
what's the name of the federation?
Just a bunch of rednecks, just like wearing like John Cena shirts and shit like that. And
oh well, that's the problem right there.
And
yeah,
I can't.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you go.
Okay. Oh, you go.
No, seriously, go the fuck ahead.
And I was going to say that there's always like this one, I think this kid has Down syndrome, and he heckles the hell out of these people.
Nice.
Is he funny?
Is it still real to him?
Yeah, it's still real for the down kid with Down syndrome. Apparently. And you're like, oh, fuck you. Hey. That sounds like the Sheik, actually.
There you go.
Maybe it is the Sheik.
I know. He's a redneck with Down syndrome. Trust me, he's not the Sheik.
Close enough.
What does a redneck with Down syndrome sound like?
It sounds quite funny, actually.
Andy, would you like a free CD?
Sure, I would love a free CD. I appreciate
Rob,
that.
Why don't you get some choices? We're looking. Ron's going through the box.
I'm gonna hook
now.
You up.
The magic box of death.
By the way, I wanted to thank you guys for my Brutal Legend action figure.
Oh, you're the one that won that.
Yeah, that was me. I want to thank
you.
You
are the one.
See, we actually give our prizes to people.
Yeah, that was like 9,000 months
ago.
What was
the contest? Do you have to do anything?
Did you have to do anything? I don't remember. I think you just
I had to put Jack Black in the comment section.
Oh, yeah. He asked a question. And who was
Yeah.
Which is why I'm glad I won it, because it was easy. I didn't have to impersonate a guitarist or play drums. I just had to put Jack Black.
There you go. That was an easy one.
Sometimes we have easy contests. Sometimes we have difficult ones.
But here are your choices. You have an Earache compilation called Thrashing Like a Maniac. Halford's Winter Songs, which is his Christmas album.
Nope.
Bring Me the Horizon. I think Halford's Winter Songs is going to be the new Shadows Fall, which is gone. Bring Me the Horizons, Count Your Blessings. Blood Red Thrones, Come Death.
Come Death?
Come Death.
Did you write that song?
Come on.
Oh.
Cradle of Filth's Godspeed on the Devil's Thunder. Evil's Enter the Grave. Or Dream Theater's Systematic Chaos. What would you like?
Did you say Dime Theater?
No, I said Dream Theater.
Systematic
Chaos.
Don't tease the poor guy.
Honestly, most of that stuff sounds kind of lame. Sorry.
Wait, Rob's going to look for some more stuff.
I appreciate that.
Do you have an Amazon wish list we could look at? And then we could just match up with what we have.
I'm sorry, but you know, like...
All right, here's some more. Here's some more. Don't any of these fuck off. Blood Red Throat?
You said that already.
I said that one already.
Nightwish.
Dying Fetus.
Cult of Luna. Eternal Kingdom, Voivod, Infini, Akrakaki, Antichrist. I have another Bring Me the Horizon album.
I already have the Bring Me the Horizon CDs.
What about Dragon Force's Ultra Beatdown?
Actually, I have that too, actually.
Well, you know what? Fuck off.
We tried.
I'll take that Blood Red Throne. Or whatever it's called.
Don't do us any favors. We've got to pay for shipping for this thing.
No, please do us favors. Frank said he'll beat us up if we don't give these away.
He's like, yeah, dude.
Send me something random then. I don't care. Maybe I'll like it.
Send him to Halford then. If you think that's not going to get taken.
send you the Blood Red Throne. Just send Metal Injection a private message again with your full name and address.
Wait, what's your junkie username?
BadAndy4452.
Okay.
Why are you bad? Besides being Mexican.
Are you Mexican?
Yeah, he said that, Rob.
Yeah,
pay attention.
I just want to make sure.
I'm not exactly the brownest person, you know. I'm pretty white, honestly.
So does your family give you shit about it? They all white, too.
Yeah. I can't
see. Are you excited that Brujeria is touring?
Brujeria?
Yeah, that band. I'm whiter than you, huh?
I think it's Brujeria.
I think it's Brujeria. That's what I meant. Some white person called it Brujeria.
Brujeria means witchcraft.
Yeah.
Brujeria.
Well,
either way, are you going to that show? Is guest listed?
Why would he be guest listed? What, does Brujeria know all of Mexico?
They know every Mexican.
Viva la raza! Right?
Don't say that.
Special discounts for countrymen? I think that would be cool.
Just like everyone in Utah knows everyone in Utah, too, right?
Don't they? It's like 8 people that live there, and they're all on that show, Big Love. Good show.
Anyway, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
And,
I want to ask him a question.
Oh, wait, yeah, another question.
So, like, do you go to school with, like, Mexican kids or just...
Escuela.
How old are you, anyway?
I'm 21.
Oh, you're out of school already.
Yeah, I'm already
out of school. 21.
Stop it!
21 años. When you were growing up, did they give you shit, like, for being white?
No, nothing like that.
Because you said you look white. I thought maybe, you know...
So what do you do now that you're out of school?
I'm actually jobless right now.
Yeah.
All right.
U.S. job market.
I believe it's pronounced jobless.
I lost my job last week, which is why I'm listening to the live cast live.
Oh, it all makes sense now.
What were you doing before?
I was a cook at a restaurant.
What kind of place?
It wasn't a chain restaurant. It was like a local place.
Oh, TGI Friday.
What kind of food did it serve?
Mostly with seafood and steaks.
All right. Yeah. You know, the Metal Injection has been looking to hire a professional cook.
Can you come over?
To cater the live cast. We do need catering for the awards next week, right?
That's true, yeah.
Should fly him in.
That's already been filled, that position. Ryan Sheik's going to be cooking for
us. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Can I at least, like, mop the floors or something? For, like, a buck?
You're above that. Just because you're Mexican, you don't have to resort to those
kinds
of jokes.
Stop that!
Jesus, Rob.
But you know what? He's above Mexican jokes. Jeez.
You can't sell the CD we're sending you because it's a promo.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get in trouble.
Well, you will. We'll get in trouble.
Well, we, the royal we.
It won't get tracked back to us.
It doesn't matter even if it does. We gave it to him as a promotion.
Yeah, so Don't sell the CD we send you.
Look at, here, use this airspace as a airtime, as a job promotion. What do you
think? Yeah. What are your skills?
I can cook a mean steak.
All right. So is that what you want to do for a living, or that is something you just do?
Not really.
What do you want to do to go?
For a living?
Yeah.
I've wanted to come become an EMT.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can't stop.
You like
but,
helping people?
Yeah, I like helping people. I want to save lives.
EMTs see a lot of gore.
Oh.
It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me a bit. I've already seen, like, books of people with their necks broken and stuff like that.
Nice. That's what I like to read also.
Yeah. Well, my friend, he's like a county medical examiner.
Awesome.
So he can hook you up?
Anyone famous ever die that you've, like, seen pictures of them and shit?
Did you ever watch an autopsy?
One at a time.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm getting excited.
All right, I'll shut up and look.
All right,
make love with this guy.
You guys, yeah, make some phone calls about autopsy.
A live autopsy or just, like, on TV?
It's on TV. Like, right in front of me. I don't go to school right now.
You should go to mortuary school.
Noah was going to do that before she decided on a career in broadcasting.
I said to myself, if radio doesn't work, I'm going to be a fucking mortician.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Totally serious.
She's sort of hot. There's probably more room for advancement in mortuary than in radio.
No, more people are dying when listening to the radio.
I still have probably like 30 years, so there's enough time.
She would have been arrested.
I'm not dealing with it with any people either, because I already did.
What's that?
You don't have to deal with anybody because they're already dead.
No?
Exactly. And I don't like dealing with people.
See, the other good thing is make all these contacts in radio now and then become a mortician, so when these people start getting laid off and kill themselves because of it, you'll get all the funerals.
Oh.
Yeah, that business
very
smart.
Very smart. Very, very smart.
There you go. You two should totally start a mortician house.
Andy, let's do it.
A mortuary?
Noah and Andy's fun funeral home.
You kill him.
No, you guys should do that combining names thing. No Andy. That should be Andy.
Owl.
We need to have an Italian last name though. We need an Italian person.
Why?
Because it's all mafia.
Oh, now we're gonna fuck with that stereotype too. Good. Mexicans and Italians are offended today. Got the Chinese.
How do we offend the Mexicans? I don't understand. You just talked about La Raza.
We just gave one a free CD.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling in, Andy.
By the way,
it's been fun.
Andy and any other wrestling fans out there, our blog is doublexhandle.com.
Yeah, check it out. There's some good writing about how wrestling sucks.
It's stagnant right now, but there's a lot of good art.
The LOL wrestlers are the best.
Yeah, check out the LOL wrestlers. Andy, thank you. Seriously. Thanks.
Thank you, buddy. For the free CD and everything.
Thank you for listening and visiting Metal Injection.
And starting a business.
Hopefully you can keep affording your internet bills so you can keep visiting us and listening.
Yeah.
All right, bye. Next call, 818. What do you want? 818, you're on the line. What's your name?
Hello?
Hey.
This is Simon.
Hey, Simon. Have you called before? You don't sound familiar.
No, I've never called before, but I met you at NAMM.
Okay.
On the Saturday with Greg Weeks.
And then okay.
That thing. Yeah.
No, you helped us out. What's that?
I never called in before, so.
Since I wasn't allowed into NAMM.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, that's right. Well,
wait, did I meet him?
No, I don't think so. No, it was just me and Frank. You were actually online, Simon, for an autograph from Greg from the Red Cord, right?
Yeah.
That's correct? All right.
Yeah.
And then
at the BC Rich booth.
Yeah. And then Simon recognized me and said he was a fan of ours. And then
did your dick get hard?
Totally.
Very.
No, he's 15. Come on, let's be cool.
How did Simon get into NAMM then?
Simon, how'd you get into NAMM?
Well, my friend's dad is a producer, and he got me in with Angle as a associate.
Wow.
Well, while you were in town for NAMM, did you happen to eat at either Coco's or Tiffy's? Because that's about all me and Derek saw of Anaheim.
No, we ate inside the NAMM place, which is like a ripoff, but
the whole time?
What we had to do.
Where were you guys staying? Oh,
we only ever had like a sandwich, and that was it.
We also went to the Cheesecake Factory, to be fair.
He actually met Robert Nambla.
Oops, a father and son picnic.
No, but he helped us out because we wanted to do a sketch with Greg for our NAMM special, which will probably be up next week, where Greg, like, there's no one at a signing.
Why are you giving it away?
Yeah.
All right, we won't give
no
it away.
Spoilers. Well, that was a teaser.
Yeah. It was a teaser. But Simon helped us out. Simon was a good sport because he was online to meet Greg, and we were like, hey, you don't have to be online to meet him. You can meet him right now and be in our skit. Mm. And you did it.
Wow.
Right. Was that kind of help to us deserves a free CD in return, right?
We should give him a
right,
free
just keep
CD.
Keep that in mind.
But,
go back to talking to him.
We'll go back to that. But now, let me ask you, Simon, when you were talking to Greg, were you like freaking out? Like, oh, my God. I can't believe I'm here. Greg and Rob from Metal and Jay.
Yeah.
Greg's
my world colliding. That was pretty weird.
The celebrity sandwich.
Were you like Were you like totally starstruck by me? Like, was I like everything you
like,
thought I
totally.
Was?
Yeah. You're much taller in person.
You know, that I get that a lot. A lot of people say that to me. But
yeah,
I don't hide the fact that I'm a giant.
Was he also more obnoxious?
Is this After Dark about me in love with myself?
Yes.
Not so much. I think here you're much more self-absorbed, maybe. I don't know.
Oh,
but in person, you're pretty cool.
I'm pretty humble in person.
Yeah.
Iron Sheik doesn't think you're cool.
Well, I'm always amazed when somebody recognizes me. I just assume nobody watches or listens or anything.
Cool.
So
confident.
People know who you are.
People know me. But, well, thanks for calling.
Wait, how about a CD?
Yeah,
well, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah, right.
I was like, we want to give you a free CD. I want to know your address.
Oh, Jesus.
But here are the CDs. Let me just pull them up.
Run!
Are you going to walk in front of his house now just so he recognizes you?
I'm going to hand deliver this. I'm going to fly back to LA.
Rob is reaching over. Ugh, butt crack.
Oh, well. Don't act like you don't like it.
I don't.
But, all right, so we got this earache thrash sample.
It's like a ham hock.
What?
No, not the CD. Never mind.
The Howl for Christmas CD. Bring Me the Horizons, Count Your Blessings. Oh, we have another Blood Red Throat.
Can we play some of the Alfred CDs?
Come to, oh, no, you know what I wanted to do, though?
What?
You have a band, right, Simon? Before we get to this.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, let's play your band. Let's do a Thrash It or Trash It.
Well, none of us are going to trash it when he's on the phone talking to us and being cool.
We
can
give him constructive criticism.
Well, no, it was nice because, you know, we were doing our thing, and then... they whipped out a piece of paper and they wrote their MySpace address with a pencil.
Who is
very
Ray?
Authentic. Him and his friend.
Oh, okay.
So he wants our honest opinion.
Yeah. So Sid, be nice.
Okay.
So wait, what's your band name again?
You don't have that piece of paper, the MySpace.
I actually do have it. It's in my room, but I haven't checked out the band.
He framed it.
You mean off the front studio?
Yeah, that's our band. Yeah. So what's the name of your band again?
Pigore. Pigore.
See, I remembered half of it. I remember the first syllable.
I believe it's pronounced pigore. It's an Italian word.
Pigore. Two words.
All right, the MySpace page is loading. It's loaded. Oh, you guys have a new layout.
Yeah, we just got it.
Oh, that looks fancy. You guys went all out.
Wow, so Rob is thrashing your MySpace.
I think the developer that you got on this did a good job.
Yeah.
You name
we paid good money for it.
So you said your friend's dad is a producer. What does he produce?
What's his name? Cracker. Uncle Cracker. He produced that, and he produced the Miley Cyrus CD.
Is he proud of this?
I'm not sure.
The shot that it them, but
I'm not sure, but he got paid.
Yeah,
and he used to play bass for Kid Rock.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, okay, so we got Rotting Raped Corpse.
Ooh.
Self-title track, Pig Gore.
Yeah,
Germ of Creation.
It's not actually because...
Let's just ask him what he wants us to play.
Hey, which song should we put? Which song properly represents you guys?
Probably Rotting Raped Corpse.
So Rotting Raped Corpse. Well, that is the most family-friendly
title. How old are you?
I'm 16.
16.
Nice thoughts for a 16.
I'm just curious, what is your ethnic or national background?
I am Asian. I'm Chinese.
Okay. I see. I thought you were the top guy.
That's our singer.
Okay, because it says Simon Under. Yeah, I got it.
Oh.
And our bass player is my brother.
Oh, okay, I see. What kind of Asian?
Chinese.
I didn't hear. I just heard Asian. Sorry. All right. Let's hear it.
Here we go. Rotting Raped Corpse. Very heavy.
Sounds a little bit messy to me.
Yeah, I'm guessing your friend's dad did not produce this.
Our production quality is not that great.
Yeah, are there vocals or are they just not coming through?
Just the intro is a bit long.
Oh, okay.
It definitely needs better production.
Hey, I'll tell you what. For a 16-year-old, I thrash it.
Play the other track that he did.
Well, we didn't have the chance to record it, but we played it live. It's the Untitled one. I like that one.
Is this the one where your friend's dad got Miley Cyrus to collaborate with you? Go ahead.
Wait a minute.
That was the whole song.
It's a collaboration. I like it.
Wow, the production is a lot better on this.
See, because he got the guy that the real producer to work on.
Yeah.
All right.
Ew.
All right, get it out of here. Get out of here. Get it out of here.
Ew.
It's a party in the USA.
His dad is kind of like this. His dad is kind of a reborn Christian, and he doesn't
really
approve of our music. So he doesn't usually help us.
He doesn't approve of the lyrics or what?
Yeah. Because we're not
probably
really
metal
cool.
In general.
Just tell him it's like you're singing Christian vocals.
Tell him that Dave Mustaine is a born again, so it's okay to be a metal.
Okay.
But why do you even tell him what the lyrics are? Just tell him it's like Christian.
Yeah, it's not like you can listen
one
to
of our
song.
Songs is, one of our songs is Truth of the Antichrist, so you can kind of get it just from the name of the song.
The truth of the Antichrist is he's not real.
He's a jerk. Yeah,
he's an asshole.
That's all you gotta say.
He's a bad tipper.
It's anti-Antichrist.
Christians are stupid. You could just fool them. It's really
anti-Antichrist. That should be the title of the episode. Anti-Antichrist.
And just tell him like, what is it? Raped? What was raped?
Rotting raped corpse.
Just tell him that's like the corpse of the values of America that all these terrible like rappers have destroyed.
See. We're helping you out.
It's a production Christians are idiots. They don't believe anything.
So, as for your CDs, you got Blood Red Throne, Halford, Bring Me the Horizon.
I want to hear the Halford.
Cradle of Filth, Godspeed on the Devil's Thunder, Evile's latest, Enter the Grave, not the newest Dream Theater, but
not
Systematic Chaos, Cult of Luna, Boyvod, Akrakaki, another Bring Me the Horizon CD or Dragon Force. What do you want?
I think that Blood Red Shore think. I haven't really heard of them. So.
Blood Red Throne. They're on Earache.
Yeah.
So. Two Blood Red Thrones gone.
Yeah.
Out of here.
They're hot.
People love them. So
Casey Kasem's gonna have it on next week.
Are you a Metal Injection junkie?
Yes.
What is your username?
Gore Cheese.
I like
yeah.
it. Send Metal Injection a private message, your full name and your address, and then the CD is yours.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for calling in,
Simon, and thank you for helping us out at NAMM. You and your friend Michael were fantastic sports.
Fantastic.
You guys were great. You guys were top notch. All right. See you later. All right, let's take 802 because I feel bad he's been on the line for a while. 802, do you really want to talk to us that bad? What's your name?
Yeah. Hi, this is Anselm.
Who is this?
This is Anselm.
Anselm.
Oh, yeah. Like Anselmo?
Without an O.
Yeah,
kind of like
still
Anselmo without the O.
Oh, okay. What's up? What's going on?
I had a question for you guys.
Okay.
Coming as a person who hasn't seen any JCVD movies, what's your favorite one?
Oh, that's a good question. I'd have to say Time Cop.
Really?
Yes.
No. What's the karate one? Guys, come on.
Kickboxer?
Kickboxer, yeah. I think
Bloodsport?
Kickboxer, definitely first
okay.
for me. But I guess it's hard for me to say because these are just like, it's like a nostalgia thing. Cause I just,
it's either Kickboxer or Bloodsport.
Yeah, Bloodsport is the one where the girl from Growing Pains is in it, right?
Is the one where he does the split on the balcony?
On the balcony?
No, like on the table.
Every movie.
That's Time Cop. The best split is from Time Cop.
But no, wait, Bloodsport the one where he has to like help out his brother's wife? Is that the
one? I think that's Kickboxer.
No. Bloodsport is the one where like he was in the army or something, and they're trying to take him back. Meanwhile, he has to be in like underground fights to win money for his. Yeah. So Bloodsport's number two.
But Time Cop is first of all, I'm a sci-fi fan, so. But there's just as much fighting and kicking and shit in that.
He's stressed.
Well, I know that disappointed you, Sid. No, but the split he does actually serves a purpose in that movie because like he fucking instead of just I want to do a split, you know? But he, like a guy's coming to attack him, right? And he fucking
does he split the space time continuum?
No,
Lionheart. Lionheart is the movie I'm thinking. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He floods the floor with water and then he split. The guy's gonna like charge the floor. So that he'll die,
mm-hmm.
and somehow he does a fucking split on the kitchen counter, and then
the guy
shocks
himself.
That's
the one.
And what's the premise of the movie?
The premise of the movie is they're starting up a new time police agency.
Is Gloria Rubin in this?
Yes.
Okay.
So
what a terrible
do you,
female.
Do you
guy.
Ask me the premise? I
yeah,
get the
I'm
premise.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's all right. Go ahead.
No, Rob.
Shut up,
no.
Rob.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Finish.
So did we answer Anselm's questions?
I don't know, did we?
No, that's what I'm...
Time
yeah.
Cop.
That's
time.
Well, if you're a sci-fi fan, the Time Cop, if you're a...
Or Universal Soldier, second.
Cyborg?
Yeah. I've seen Universal Soldiers, actually. I guess I have seen the JCVD movie. I didn't know
yeah.
he was in that.
Kickboxer is really good, though. Kickboxer is really good.
Kickboxer is a good martial arts. We make fun of JCVD, but I like it. You know, for what he is, he's good at it.
They're good, cheesy movie. I mean, like, if you're not going into this expecting, like, an Oscar-worthy performance, but for, like,
an old Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Yeah, exactly. It's right up there.
Without the production value.
It's no Total Recall, but it's still pretty
damn.
Good.
I'm waiting for him to make to star in a zombie movie.
You know, that was Double Impact.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No. The one you shouldn't watch, my least favorite JCVD movie, is Sudden Death, the hockey one.
I didn't mind that one.
Hated it.
Gotta find his son. He's missing
no,
the hockey.
Just so
one.
Cheesy.
Which one was the one with Dennis Rodman? Was that Double Impact?
No, Double Impact is where he plays
his
twin.
Own brother.
No, because he was in that movie Double Team.
Double Team.
But that wasn't with JCVD, was it? That was a different.
No, Double Team was JCVD and Rodman.
I
yeah.
thought it was Rodman. Then Rodman made another movie.
Double Team 2?
No, like another movie not related.
Double Team's Carmen Electra?
Yeah, that would be great.
With Dave Navarro?
I'm watching that.
Simon Says. That's
what I was thinking of.
The other Rodman movie. Terrible.
Why did
I see
that? Is that produced by ICP, perhaps? They're in the movie business now.
They are. Yeah.
Lonnie linked me to a fucking trailer of a Western.
They have a Western.
They're starring in. It's them and Mouth of the South Jimmy Hart.
Do they have face paint on in the West?
Yes!
They're the only ones.
Everybody is normal except the
Shaggy Two Dope and the other guy.
The fat one is like this bad kingpin who runs the town, and then the other, the thin one, comes to town. He's going to clean it up.
He's
going to bring the law to the town.
There you go.
Each other?
Yeah, yeah, they're feuding. Which
you
is like,
and Jim still have this link, Rob?
Wouldn't it be like a buddy cop?
Actually, Roger Ebert reviewed this. You want to hear it?
Sure.
I thought Roger Ebert can't speak anymore.
Yeah, it's true. This was before.
He hated it so much, he worked up the strength to speak two more words.
So the movie is called Big Money Rustlers.
Here's the trailer, everybody.
He's wearing a suit with his fucking... just... with his face paint.
I think it totally works in audio film, too.
Then it's the mud bug!
This is a fat one.
You people will belong to me forever and always.
At the mercy of an evil, evil man.
No, Mr. Jim, no! No, no, no!
That was Jimmy Hart.
Oh my god.
Is this supposed to be, like, comedic?
This is my motherfucking money.
Desperate for a hero.
I think this is supposed to be serious. Now the thin one walks in as the sheriff.
Stranger? I ain't no stranger to these parts. I've been gone a long, long time.
What's this cost to make?
I'm gonna clean this town up. Y'all listen up now. You think it's good. There's a new sheriff in town. And his name is Sheriff Sugarwolf!
The thin one's actually not a terrible actor. Like, he delivers his lines well.
That mud bug is now a town that rules the ball.
Compared to the fat one.
Probably did his research.
He was talking to a... You know what this movie looks like?
I don't know. Have you guys ever been to Universal Studios?
They have the little stunt adventure.
Yeah, like it's like a stunt adventure show. That's totally what it looks like.
That guy.
They just had the skinny one talking to... a woman, and she had face paint on, too.
Yeah, there's only three people in this movie with face paint. The two ICP members and the sheriff's wife.
They should play this at the gathering.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Yo, yo, come to the gathering. See this Western fucking movie.
The director will be there answering questions afterwards.
James Lipton will be interviewing Shaggy 2 Dope.
This is why I don't go to the movies anymore.
What is your favorite...
No, I'm pretty sure this is not playing at any theater you would go to anyway, so you're not going to
or watch movies, period.
There's no zombies in it.
So, Anselm, are you a ICP fan?
Hell no. Are you kidding me?
Who is this?
Terrible
good.
Music.
Free CD fan?
Yeah, how about a free CD fan?
Sweet. Yeah.
Did you hear, were you listening when I was giving the list of music?
You know, it's funny, I just got into Blood Red Throne last week, and I found them to be awesome. And then everyone took all the CDs.
Yeah, we're all out of those.
Are you sure there's no more?
I know that Eureka one sounds pretty sick. Is it a compilation?
Yeah. Do you think he has time, if he was an ICP fan, to be stop doing meth and call us? Come on.
Put down the Faygo Southern Comfort mix.
All right, so you want the Thrash compilation from Eureka?
Yeah, sounds awesome.
It's got tracks from Bonded by Blood, Evil, Municipal Waste, Decapitator, Fueled by Fire, Decadence, Warbringer, SSS, Gamma Ball, Merciless Death, Deadfall, Lazarus, Toxic Holocaust, Mutant, Violator,
nice.
And Set More Paramedics. Just a good band name. So that's all yours. Are you a Metal Injection junkie?
Yeah.
What's your username?
I forget. I actually just sent one of those confirmation emails to get my username back because I forgot it. So I haven't.
Well, once
it yet.
You remember it, once you remember it, you send Metal Injection a private message. Now here's the thing: other people can be listening now who are Metal Injection junkies, and they could private message me saying they're you. So you better hurry up.
Well, the email address is maybe I shouldn't give that away.
Yeah,
it's all right. We'll just check your Facebook. We did that already. I already know what it is.
Yes.
Cool.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Anselm.
Cool. All right. Yeah.
All awesome. Right.
You know your name is one letter off from Anselmo.
No. I'd really dislike that because Phil Anselmo is such a douchebag.
Well, that's true. It's true, he is.
Who named you? Why did they name you that? Were they big Pantera fans? And
no.
Just to spite you?
I didn't know. They thought it sounded cool. My parents, obviously.
Are they metalheads, your parents?
No.
We sound like you have an accent slightly. Like, are you from somewhere where that's a normal name?
No. I'm from Vermont, but I guess I'm part German, so that might have something to do with it, so.
Sounded a little...
Anselm! I guess that's German.
Do you live near Ben and Jerry's?
No. It's like 3
What else is there in Vermont? It's like 3 miles long.
Do you live near a gay wedding chapel?
No.
I don't know. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Anselm. Your CD is waiting for you.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Yay.
Stay brutal.
I guess. Remember last week when we were like, this is the longest talking segment we've ever done on this show. Oh, record broken.
Yeah, that's weird because like 20 minutes in the show, I was like, I guess we should take a music break pretty soon. And then I turn around and I'm like, holy crap, we're an hour and 20 minutes in
yeah.
the show. How did that happen?
A lot of stuff happens.
I need to pee.
Well, then let's keep talking. Everybody. No, let's do this. We'll take a music break and we'll be back with something.
If anybody's listening to the State of the Union address while monitoring the chat, I don't know how. I guess they wouldn't be listening to us then. So there's
yeah, we should just
that.
Put it. That should be our music break. Like wherever Obama is in the State of the Union right now, we should just air that. Or we could air New Through the Eyes of the Dead right here on the live cast. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Is it weird that I shaved my pubes before visiting the dentist? Oh, I guess I'll just listen to the Metal Injection live cast instead.
Too much information. That's Chuck Blandington, our bland announcer guy, letting us know about his pubis. Other than that, during that music break, you heard new music from Through the Eyes of the Dead with No Haven, Spawn of Possession with Swarm of the Formless, Dillinger Escape Plan with Hollywood Squares featuring Mike Patton, and we closed it off with a 9-minute Kralis track, which I'm not going to pronounce.
Why? So, try it.
Nope. Also, that was plenty time to use
don't,
my...
Don't tell them.
My tobacco rolling machine to roll myself a tobacco cigarette, which Noah took a few hits of.
I don't like calling it a machine. Machine to me means it's like powered by a motor, it's electric or something. This is just like
a device. A device, okay.
Thing. Yeah. Contraption.
A tobacco rolling contraption, which gets me really nicotined up, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you're a real nicotine head.
The nicotine has given me the giggles.
Why does it make you use the sexy voice?
It just lowers my voice. I can only see
it. Because it makes it harder to breathe.
It's really a whisper. Welcome back to the Metal Injection Sexy Cast. This is Rob, fresh off a tobacco cigarette.
Sexy Cast, isn't that what Darren had on his penis? The circumcised, they put a sexy cast on it?
No, unfortunately, I never had a cast on my penis.
Oh.
I did have some gauze.
Close enough.
And I had to fucking unroll and re-roll that shit every time I had to take a shower.
You could have just wrapped it.
What do you mean wrapped it?
In like plastic, so you didn't have to...
Put a shower cap on it?
No, I was told...
It'll make him that day.
Did it ever get stuck on your skin? Like
yes.
The blood?
Actually, I don't know. We have time for the story, but the first...
We'll go into overtime.
I think you might have told this already, but tell it again.
Yeah,
I think
it was like
I told
an early
this.
Episode.
Yeah, he's right. The first time I took a shower after getting circumcised, I had to unroll the gauze, and because there was so much blood and everything, and stitches holding onto the thing, it was like such a mess that I couldn't unroll the last few like winds, and it was like sticking to it, and I was afraid to pull it. I was afraid to pull the stitches out and like my penis would fall off or something.
Yeah.
And I was really afraid. It was like pulling a Band-Aid off.
Wow.
But, you know, what if the stitches came out? I mean, you know.
Ouch.
Sorry,
can't even talk.
You know, all that other psychological stuff was worse than the pain. The pain wasn't even that bad. It was like probably having like a mild toothache. Like that level of pain, you know, like it's there, it's annoying, but it's not like sitting there in intense pain or anything. But just the cycle, not being able to jerk off for 5 months or have sex. Not being able to, you know, like having to take care of it and wind it up all the time. That was the worst.
I wind up my penis all
the time. I'm like a baboon. I know this.
Are baboons well hung?
I don't know.
I don't know if that's
a big dumb animal.
Touche.
I don't even want to look that up.
On it.
Baboon penis sense. God.
What does Jimmy the Greek have to say about that, I wonder?
We only have 8 minutes. Okay, I'm going to stop.
Please.
We have 8 minutes left. Give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357.
We still have free CDs for you.
We have a few free CDs. We're winding down the free CD category. Catalog. Gallery.
You've got some more. But you won't let us use it.
Yes.
For that like millisecond.
Not...
Did I play the countdown clock on the air?
I think we did. But it's still pretty great.
That's going to be the last minute of the show tonight.
All right, I'll set that up.
The countdown to the...
Whenever she comes on with that 60-second.
But, yeah, also, we didn't really get to this, but Ozzy's in the news.
Yep.
Because a few weeks ago, he announced that the title of his new CD is going to be called Soul Sucka. That's S-U-C-K-A. Sucka. Soul Sucka, which is a track on his new album.
Did Harlem Heat come up with that?
Yeah.
And, yeah, so... it was pretty bad. Everyone thought it was stupid. So then in a Rolling Stone interview this week, he said, they're not going to call it that because people thought it was stupid.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, if only Ozzy would listen to everything that people tell him, like, you know, divorce Sharon.
I think the problem is he does listen to everything that people tell him.
Oh, deep.
No, but he only has people around him telling him that everything he does is great. Like, no one told him about the variety show.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
How long
that
was just
money. I'm sure it. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
But
one episode, I think. I think it got really low ratings.
He could do anything for money. He doesn't have to do something horrible for money.
But they want a lot of money. Like they, I think it's just a fact that they're living such a lifestyle that they have to generate X amount of millions of dollars every year to like be able to maintain it.
So that's the only thing that someone would pay him to do that paid that much.
It's the fastest thing. I don't know.
I don't think
so. Well, he's going to be touring now, though. He's going to be touring. He said he has like 3,000 tour dates lined up.
Why? That's like 10
so
years.
So this is Ozzy's death tour. It's his farewell tour, everybody.
How many years crossed? How many days are in a year again?
365.
How's he have the 3,000 tour dates? Isn't that like 10 years worth of dates?
Well, maybe he does 10 shows a day. Every song is its own tour.
Encore.
Do we charge them separate dollars for our different songs, Sharon?
I think it's more like,
Ozzy, we need to charge separate money for every song.
All right, do whatever you want.
I'm very sad right now that Rob is the one that picked up the baton with the Sharon impression and not Noah. I looked at Noah desperately and she did nothing.
I'm high and I'm
so
slow.
Is he.
I'm just listening.
I bet you could do a much better
right
Sharon Osbourne voice. Do it. Try it.
Do it. No.
Come on. I bet you could do a really good one.
Do it, Noah.
You know what she sounds like.
Do it.
What? Too much pressure. I'm not going to do it.
British accent. Do it.
I know how to make an accent.
It's pretty good.
Rob?
It's not that good.
That was better. That was better.
That's better.
See?
See?
Welcome to the Accent Injection Livecast.
Rob, you need Groban to call in and do his impression.
Of Dio?
Sure.
Dio versus Ozzy.
I'll be Tony Iommi.
Doesn't Groban want a CD? What is he doing?
No, we don't want to give Groban a CD because he lives in Canada. So shipping costs are too expensive.
So just don't give away another CD.
Why don't you ship it to Buffalo and then he could just walk down?
Well, we need Grover to call us for something else, remember?
Detroit.
Again, Darren, I feel like you're putting me on the spot here.
Seattle.
Anytime it's involving Groban, you get to put on the phone.
The truth is I have a gigantic man crush. Josh,
we have something for
Josh. You're a gigantic man, so what kind of pressure do you have?
We have something for him to do with regards to the awards.
Yeah, we want Josh Groban to present. We want you to be a presenter.
Why do we have to give away like all the spoilers on air?
We're hyping it.
Yeah. We haven't mentioned that Ed Asner is coming in.
No, fuck.
How many people listening do you think know who Ed Asner are?
Just Sid.
Who Ed Asner are?
Who Ed Asner?
They're a band.
Who Ed Asner are?
When Ed Asner broke up.
Follow up question. How many people do you...
Yeah, thank you, Darren.
How many people are... who do you think are Googling who Ed Asner is?
Nobody.
E-D-A-S-N-E-R.
Nobody even cares enough to Google it.
They know who he is.
You sure?
Who is he?
I don't know. He's an actor. He's an old man with a hairy back.
Fucking bullshit!
No, really, Sheik. He is.
respect.
I think Iron Sheik is our new Ja Rule Metallica.
That's fine with me. Much better. It's much better.
Love to hear him saying that.
I don't know.
Loaded motherfucker! Fucking bullshit! Metallica, you piece of shit! You put out four good albums, and then you put out six crappy albums! You fucking mother no good fucking bitch! Suck my fucking Hulk Hogan dick! You suck Bob Rock dick. You're on number one, Metallica. Hot poof.
We really need to legitimately like get him on the show. Like, how much could his appearance fee be, right?
Not much. You take him to get some hookers in the Toronto area.
Well, imagine Iron Sheik sitting in on a live cast. That would be amazing.
Didn't Groban do that? Didn't they say they took they took the Iron Sheik out to like a strip club or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He should have called in and told us about that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for nothing. But thanks to our callers.
Thanks everybody called in. I don't remember all your names. I remember some of them. But I'm not going to name them because that would be unfair to the rest of them. Am I right? Am I right, guys?
Simon, Colin, Anselm.
Pete? Andy.
Is there a Pete?
No. No Pete.
Andy.
I've said that already.
Yeah.
Everyone who wants CD. Shuli. Shmuel. And don't forget to look at our blog, doubleaxhandle.com.
Well, you can forget about it. I don't care. I wouldn't be offended if you
I'm
going to
start putting stuff up there again.
That's Jaren decides to start updating it.
You don't have to.
And visit our once updated comedy blog, whyilaugh.com.
Don't even bother.
A culmination of two entries.
I didn't
entries.
Even know you had that.
I thought there was three.
Was there three?
You did two and I did one.
Oh.
I still don't know.
A combination of three entries.
And most importantly, listen to our award show next week.
Next week, the Liveys? The Live Casties?
That'll be announced next week.
The Cast-a-thon.
The Ruffies?
I don't like that name.
The Robbers.
The Live Casters Guild Awards.
The Guild of Radners.
With Ed Asner, no one in our audience knows who you're talking about.
Fine.
Uh-oh, it's time for the Iron Sheik Countdown. Well, that's the end of our show, everybody. We'd like to thank all of you for listening, and we only have a minute left. We're under a minute now.
50.
We're at 50, and I'd like to thank the Iron Sheik. Make sure to listen next week.
And
sure. Sheik Week.
Like Shark Week?
Yes.
We got to do that.
Were we all talking Iron Sheik impressions the whole
time? Sketch. Man, this is really sad. Looking at it this way, it's like it's all over. How many seconds left?
20.
Only 20 seconds left in our show, people. What are you going to do 20 seconds from now? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to listen to the shows you missed. Because there's 52 other shows that you could listen to.
And they're gonna vote in the live cast.
That's right. You're going to vote for your favorite stuff. And we're out of here. Favorite stuff, and we're out of here. Oh, there's no need. Oh, there's no need for him to leave. I mean, dickbag.
Who the hell says dickbag?
It's your job.